In a corner tank in the Sitka Sound Science Center, there's a soft creature the size and shape of a plum. She's a deep, ruddy purple, and when I approach the glass, she blasts a tiny puff of sand in my direction.
And she definitely sees us, so she's now blowing back at us to try and tell us to back up.
Matt Wilson has worked as the aquarist here for a few years. He manages the care of about 200 species in the aquarium, including this stubby squid. Despite the name, she is not actually a squid.
With every, you know, group of animals, there's some weirdos that are out on the fringes. And so the stubby squid, or the dumpling squids, also known as bobtail squids, are related to cuttlefish. They are most closely related to cuttlefish, more than they are squid or octopus. But they are not quite cuttlefish.
Wilson found the stubby squid by accident. In March, he was walking along the beach next to the science center, looking for live crabs to feed to aquarium animals, when he noticed her.
I think she was trying to go after shrimp that were eating the herring eggs right after herring spawn. And so she was only in a couple inches of water when I spotted her on the beach.
Stubby squid usually live in deeper waters and burrow in the sand during the day. Wilson says finding one out in the open was a sign she was in bad shape.
So she was a dark purple, which means that all of her color-changing cells had completely relaxed. So she probably was almost sort of unconscious at the time.
He scooped her up in a bucket and brought her inside. Over several days, he adjusted the temperature and salt levels in her tank to better resemble her typical habitat.
For about 2 days, she stayed ghost white, which is a sign that she was very, very unhappy and stressed.
On the third day, she changed color and started burrowing again.
That was our first sign that she probably was going to start to improve. And from there, she has continued to make a full recovery from that and is now doing all the normal behaviors we'd expect.
It was a fortuitous outcome. Wilson just happens to be one of a handful of aquarium biologists with experience caring for this species. He first worked with them more than a decade ago.
It was about probably 4 years of off and on working with these animals before I really felt like I was getting positive, good interactions with them.
Wilson learned from guidelines left by the late octopus specialist Roland Anderson, who cared for stubby squid during his three-decade career at the Seattle Aquarium. Today, that's one of the only public aquariums that displays the species.
They're a species that not a lot of people get to see.
Catherine Cagle is a curator at the Seattle Aquarium. She says stubby squid don't often show up in aquariums because they can be hard to find. They don't live long, and they're really picky eaters.
They hunt small crustaceans and don't always like to eat dead food.
Cagle says reviving an unhealthy stubby squid, like the one Wilson found, could be especially difficult.
You know, the fact that you can find one that is not doing very well, that has washed up on the beach, and then take it back and essentially give it what it needs, that's pretty awesome.
For Wilson, keeping the stubby squid alive and happy is a lot of work. Today she's due for a feeding, which means Wilson has to pull shrimp pots to collect the live dock shrimp that she prefers. He's also tried to tempt her with other foods.
It is unusual, but she did grab a piece of herring from me the other day, so she might actually also be taking some dead food as well, which is really nice because it's really easy.
Back at the aquarium, he'll drop shrimp in the tank. He doesn't often get to watch her hunt, but when he does, it's quite a show.
They pop up completely out of the sand, start to basically hover and rise just above the sand and shoot those tentacles out really, really quickly, like just lightning speed. Grab that animal, pull them back, and bite it with their beak to immobilize and paralyze it.
Stubby squid typically live for 1.5 to 2 years. Wilson says this particular pint-sized predator was already full-sized when he found her. He estimates she has another 4 to 6 months left.
That's the downside to working with cephalopods, is that they don't live for very long in most cases.
After she dies, this stubby squid will be preserved as a learning tool. Wilson sees that as another way to respect the animal.
Skeletons, preservations, all of those are really important to me as somebody who wants to continue to respect that animal and have them continue to teach even after death.
He considers his relationship with the animals as a collaboration, and he says that's why he avoids giving pet names to animals in his care.
These are not my pets. These are my colleagues.
He hopes to expand the existing care manual for the species, sharing what he's learned so other biologists can effectively care for this not quite a squid, not quite a cuttlefish creature. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.